Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Big show today on The Drive. We'll hear from Cecil Shorts. The third coming up a little bit later on in this hour. We'll hear from the head coach, D'Amico Ryans, and the quarterback, C.J. Stroud. Stay tuned. The first comments from the Texans officially. And not just sources, but from the Texans. We'll hear that coming up a little bit later on since the release of C.J. Gardner-Johnson. All right, Clint, as I said, man, we do like to give solutions and not just this is what's wrong, this is what's wrong, this is what's wrong, this is what's wrong. We do like to give solutions. And I think this is a good part to start with D'Amico, as he spoke about this on the coach's show, and really, I think, really starting to lean on the quarterback and the things that maybe he's most comfortable with. Here is D'Amico talking about C.J. Stroud and maybe pushing things towards things he likes.
Any quarterback that plays, they're always going to have their favorites. You go through the game plan throughout the week, they're going to have their favorite plays that they like. So, you know, and when you're calling it, you just want to make sure you're starring those plays and you kind of get those plays called as early as possible when those guys want it. Because as us all, when it's something you like, you're going to probably perform it a little bit better. But as we see with the tempo and certain plays, like CJ really does a good job, the 2-minute, the tempo, that's where he operates really fast. That's decisive, making really, really nice plays. So we have to kind of lean into that more to put him in positions where he's playing quick, playing decisive.
Clint, maybe this is the route, right, of just him getting comfortable, him being comfortable with everything that's going on, because he doesn't look comfortable, and maybe that just helps the overall offense.
Look, you've scored 3 touchdowns in 3 games, one of which the defense gave to you. You've been in the red zone 4 times and you hadn't scored once. Clearly, offensively, it's time to adjust what it is that you're doing. And you've got a quarterback that you've seen play at a much higher level than what he's playing right now. So it's all hands on deck, pull out all stops to figure out how to get C.J. Stroud going. I mean, you're going to end up with a top 10 draft pick if you don't get C.J. Stroud going. And so the question is, you know, what should this offense, given everything we know, what should this offense look like? You know, there's only so much you can do schematically, Ron, when you've spent, you know, I don't know how long Nick Caley's been here, 4 months, 5 months, I don't know exactly how long he's been here, but whatever it is, you've spent that amount of time installing an offense. So you can't change terminology. You can't at least overnight flip over all the concepts that you're running. But you can take pieces of every single offense that are just football 101, and you can present what you're doing in a different manner. And the question of what the Texans offense should look like moving forward, I think, is a very, very valid question. And I thought that before I heard D'Amico Ryans talk about it, but hearing D'Amico Ryans talk about it makes me believe that it's very possible. Right? You got one of two options if you're this Texans offense. You stick to your guns, process over results, and try to get this Patriots 2005 thing that you've been watching film on going. Right? Or you look at what your quarterback does well, has done well for 3 years. You look at what he did well as recent this last game. You spread them out. You stop with all the condensed formations, shrinking the formations down, lining all the receivers up inside, which I've told you, Ron, ever since I've known you, all that does is muddy the waters for a young quarterback. If you got a veteran quarterback that can decipher all that, great. If you've got an offensive coordinator that's doing it for a reason, keep on keeping on. The reality of it is right now in Houston is you are there's no rhyme or reason why you're doing it. Your wide receivers aren't good at digging out safeties and digging out linebackers in the run game. And your quarterback and your offensive line have trouble communicating. So the muddying up the waters by inviting everybody to be inside the damn hashes is silly business at this point. So I agree with D'Amico. I think spreading them out, I think using tempo, and doing what you know C.J. Stroud does well is the quickest way to winning some ball games here for Houston.
I don't mean to put you on the spot. And maybe you don't even really know what are the things that CJ does well? I'm not saying we've never seen CJ do well. If you were looking at this and you say, all right, let's drop this down to the basics. What CJ, let's get him in his comfort zone. What are those things?
I think CJ processes at a high level when he's in his comfort zone. When the receivers, simply put, I cannot overstate this. It is simple, stupid, but it's real. Take it to the bank. Spreading the wide receivers out to where the corners are way outside. Whoever's going to cover the slots have to expand a little bit. Now CJ can read and see the different voids in the coverage. Now the defense can't disguise their pressures the way that they were, right? Everybody's not condensed around the football, literally in the box. So I think when you do that, I think he processes at a high level when he's looking at that. I think he anticipates on a lot of his throws. I think he's a very good passer of the football, particularly in the accuracy and anticipation standpoint. But when he's constantly trying to figure out who's blitzing and who's not blitzing, and there's muddy waters, everybody's bunched up inside, I don't think he ever gets comfortable and sees it clear or is able to anticipate and have confidence in delivering the football. So that would be my – because here's the deal. CJ clearly processes faster when the formation is spread out, when it's not shrunk, right? He clearly likes tempo, spread, wide open, and an attack style of offense. Not sitting back and trying to figure out how to pass protect perfectly, right? That's not it. Right, and the O-line, as it pertains to pass protection, spreading out the defense is going to make it simpler for the O-line as well. Mina Kimes, after I believe it was the Rams game, asked, how can 13 or 14, whatever, different players for the Rams pressure the quarterback? Well, when you bring them all in like that, both corners can fire and be a pressure player.
It doesn't take them a long time to get there.
The safeties are playing low because you lack speed. They can be pressure players. The backers are coming in the A-gap all the damn time, and you've got a rotation of ends and interior defensive line that can pressure. So you got to spread them out. Spreading out defenses will solve a big part of your quarterback's problems as well as a big part of your offensive line issues immediately. You don't have to change terminology. You don't have to install a bunch of new stuff. It's already in the system. We saw it last week in late in that game. You just got to do more of it. So I think this offense has to look different. I will be if this offense doesn't look different this week, Ron, they are absolutely to a fault going to stick to this process over results things and see if Nick Caley can get this 2005 New England Patriots stuff going.
When you start talking about this, I'm thinking, should they incorporate the things that he did as a rookie, his rookie year, some of the things that he was in, we've seen him at his best. The things that he was most, as you say, to get into his comfort zone. Because that's the best CJ
I think you incorporate any and everything that you could possibly find. I can't believe it's not already happening, but I just know that I can tell from a distance that simply expanding the formation and playing with tempo more often. And that doesn't mean you have to go high speed, right? Just get on the line of scrimmage and let him do his thing, right? Get on the line of scrimmage, spread him out to where he can tell who's coming and who's not coming, and let him do his thing. That if you're going to win football games, that's what you got to do. If not, it's going to be a long season, and you hope that this offense eventually takes at some point.
All right, let's jump on with our guy, former Houston Texan. You've heard him a lot here, and if you are at the games at NRG, you see him as a game day host often. Cecil Shorts III, he'll join us. We'll get his thoughts coming up next.